Good afternoon and welcome to Ask the Expert with Dr. Walter Tom of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Tom has offices in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. You can find him online at drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com. Dr. Tom has been voted by you and Press Democrat readers the best cosmetic surgeon for 9 years in a row.
Welcome, Sonoma County, Napa County. We are so excited to be here. I'm Dr. Walter Tom on Ask the Expert with our guest.
Hi, Karina.
With Karina. She doesn't have a last name, as I always joke with her. She's like Madonna or Prince. So, Karina, thank you for being here. And,
thank you.
And our producer, Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing all right. But I do want to give a quick shout out to you, give you guys a chance to smell yourselves, as the kids would say. I heard that you got voted the Bohemians 2025 Best Cosmetic Surgeon for Sonoma and Napa Counties and the North Bay Biz Magazine's 2025 Best Cosmetic Surgeon. So I know that you got a big staff there, but you guys are the two that I see all the time. So congratulations
well,
on your hard work.
Thank you, Jeff. That is so wonderful. We appreciate it. It's been, I know it sounds corny, but it's been an honor. We've been so lucky. We've been embraced by both Sonoma and Napa County. And, I guess our next win has to be in Maui, right?
Take over Maui.
But we really appreciate everybody's support for voting for us.
Thank
all of you for voting for us. We're very proud of that. Thank you, Karina, for helping to make us better every day.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Those are all my votes from all my accounts.
So we're locked into the Latina vote here with Karina. Thank you, Karina. That's phenomenal. And we have the Chinese Greek votes as well from my family.
Yes.
So we've got it down pat. So, Karina, thank you for being here.
Yes,
and
thank you.
For those who maybe are tuning in for the first time, we want to thank everybody always for listening to us on KSRO. And today we were driving in trying to figure out what we're going to talk about. And we had a phenomenal, great last patient right before we came. So excited. Drove quite a ways away to come to see us.
Yes.
And she was for her post-op visit. So I thought, why don't we talk about cosmetic body surgery or body cosmetic surgery in terms of, you know, where do people find their greatest improvement or their joy of having these kind of procedures? So I'm going to ask you, you work with us, you do this, you're a surgical liaison, so you see the patient first, or you actually are talking to them on the phone first. You're setting up our consultation with the patient, you're doing their pre-op, we perform their surgery, you're our surgical assistant in scrub tech, and then you're there with me in the post-op.
Right.
Karina, what kind of procedures do you think are most popular or most well-received of our patients in regards to cosmetic body surgery?
Yeah, so definitely breast work, all breast work, augmentation lifts.
Okay.
Lipo is always the top up there. And then tummy tucks are the body work that people really always are inquiring about or are top surgical patients.
Okay, so we're talking about liposuction, we're talking about tummy tucks and cosmetic breast surgery. So let's go to liposuction first. And so again, you're seeing patients and we perform smart lipo, which is performed all under local anesthesia. It's very safe. It gets great results, and we've been performing it since 2007. Lucky enough to be the first surgical office to perform this in Northern California. So that we've been doing it for quite a while. Where do you find the patients get most excited about in terms of their post-op results with smart lipo or laser liposuction or liposuction?
Yeah, so definitely an area that they may have not come to us as their initial concern, but the muffin top seems to be a home run for our patients. Yeah.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with you.
Right.
You're smart. Okay, so we're talking about the muffin top or what do we call it in medical terms?
We call it the flank area.
The flank area. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know, older generations call it the love handles, and all you young kids, you know, it's called the muffin top, which is a great nickname for it. And so we're talking about the fat on the sides from the waist and going to the back area. I absolutely agree. That's it. When people first call you, though, they're not usually asking about that. What are they usually asking
about for
liposuction?
Their stomach.
Right.
Yeah, the abdomen.
My tummy's too big.
Yes.
You know, I've gained a few pounds. COVID was tough on me in terms of that time and didn't get enough exercise. And so they kind of gained that weight there, or maybe post having babies postpartum. So they come in and they look at that. And we always evaluate them, not in terms of just not looking at the front of their abdomen, but we do sort of a 360 right. evaluation. And where do we usually try to emphasize where we think the patient's going to get improvement mm-hmm. when we're looking at them, their abdomen and their waist and their backside?
Yeah, the backside. We'd like to, because it's not an area that people are looking at.
Right.
Usually they're, you know, visually, you're looking at yourself in the mirror. It's the right. front area. So when we do show them the photos and we say, look at this muffin top area. If we make this better, you will have a smaller waist or your jeans will fit better. And then they kind of go, oh, I've never noticed or I never really right. looked back there. That
right.
kind of thing.
You know, you're 100% correct. And it's interesting, if I could only perform the liposuction on one area, mm-hmm. and you said it could be the front of the abdomen or the waist back area or the mm-hmm. flanks or the muffin top area, I'm going to say 90% plus of the patients, I'd say, let me work on your waist flank area, okay,
right.
the muffin top area, because you will notice the biggest difference mm-hmm. there. I haven't ever had a patient say, oh, you took away too much. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it's really a great area for improvement. One fitting in your clothes.
Right.
Of course, none of us like, I mean, I know I've put on a few pounds since, you know, the pandemic and not getting out and exercising as much as I'd like, because I'm kind of more of a gym exerciser mm-hmm. besides playing ice hockey. But, you know, we couldn't play that during the pandemic either.
Right.
So, you know, we complain of the abdomen, but really, as you say, it's the waist and the back area that really gives us that svelte or that mm-hmm. slender figure. So yes, that we always encourage patients to look at their torso, meaning a 360 as
right.
as a unit. It's not that we're trying to upsell them, oh, you came in for your abdomen, he wants to work on my waist mm-hmm. or my back. I just want you to get the best results mm-hmm. that you can get and feel most confident, because
right.
that's why we do these procedures. We want you to feel confident. So Karina, tell me, you know, just, and you're so much younger than I am, but just, you know, maybe your peers, your group of peers, what do they usually complain about in terms of clothes fitting?
It's funny because there's always trends, and I feel we're kind of in that transition between high-waisted and the low-rise stuff is coming back.
Okay, high-waisted and low-rise
so
clothing.
High-waisted
jeans and the
low-waisted. Sure. So if there was ever a time for people noticing these areas that
right.
they're not liking, I would say that the low-rise jeans will definitely accentuate the muffin top area,
okay.
right?
All right.
Say, my jeans aren't fitting right.
Okay, all right.
Kind of
so
thing.
That's
so
great.
So that can be a problem
mm-hmm.
area.
All right.
But I think it's my generation, but I think it's all, you know, women and men. When
okay.
there's
It's the waist area.
If they're,
okay.
you know, their pants aren't fitting good. They're
their
not
pants
feeling
aren't
as
fitting
confident.
Good.
Yeah.
Right, right. You can kind of, you know, buckle up below your belly if it's a little bit bigger or above your belly if it's a little bit bigger.
Right.
It's hard to kind of configure that on that back fat area
right.
or the muffin top area.
Right.
So, when we talk to our patients mm-hmm. about that, and sometimes there are cultural differences
mm-hmm.
Between Northern Europeans, for instance, and here mm-hmm. in Sonoma and Napa County, so, you know, primarily Northern European and or Latino, what do the patients, for instance, the Northern European patients find when we talk to them about treating the muffin top
mm-hmm.
area?
Yeah, they definitely, I think that they tend to want that area. Everybody wants that area treated
mm-hmm.
once we show them.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel that for them, it's more about having a more slender look.
Yes.
They want to look slimmer.
Right. I know we're talking in generalities now, but I would agree with you. They want that more svelte look,
mm-hmm.
okay? And historically, genetically, a little bit more straight up and down
mm-hmm.
bodies, okay? And so by doing that, we actually lengthen, in some
mm-hmm.
ways, visually, the distance between the rib cage, okay, our ribs,
mm-hmm.
and our pelvis.
Mm-hmm.
And so by removing that extra layer of fat that kind of rides in that muffin top area, it actually elongates it. Elongates the,
mm-hmm.
the visual of the abdomen. And who doesn't like to look a little
right.
bit longer in that area, unless
mm-hmm.
you're a basketball player? Most of us, you know, wouldn't mind looking a little bit more svelte and longer. So I would agree with you. What about in the Latina population?
Yeah, I think that they also want to look slender, but I think a more curvaceous body or a more mm-hmm. More of a curvy body
a voluptuous
is kind of decided.
Look?
Yes,
okay.
yes.
right, so voluptuous, a lot of times people think if we use that phrase with them, they think that we're trying to be nice in terms of describe them as being heavier. Voluptuous doesn't mean heavier.
Right.
It just means more curves,
right?
right? And so we, by reducing the muffin top area, yes, it does give that patient a narrower waist, but accentuates the lower portion or the, you know, the derriere or the trasero, if you're a Latina, or the buttocks. So that's an area that actually enhances the buttocks for the patients. And it's interesting, you've been working with us for how many years now have we been working together?
Four plus years, right? Almost five years,
exactly. And so a lot of times when we talk about working on the muffin top, and the Latina patient talks to us, about, you know, is listening to us, and I say, you know, I grab and I mark off an area. This is an area as well on the muffin top area, and we kind of slide down towards the buttocks, the upper part of the buttocks, that we can help to contour. Some of them at first are a little bit concerned, like, oh, you know, wait a minute, Dr. Tom, you know, I'm Mexican. I don't. I want a more full derriere, or a more full buttock. And what we do is we educate them and say that actually, if we reduce that fat on the upper hip area, we will actually make your derriere stand out more. Okay. And so I get sometimes patients when fat grafting or fat transfer to the buttock area was more popular. It's not as popular now, where patients wanted us to put more and more into their buttock. Actually, it's framing that area and reducing that volume on that top portion of the hip area can really make the derriere of the buttocks really pop in a nice cosmetic way. And that works not just for Latinas, but it also works for all nationalities, all cultures, in terms of giving them more form and more athletic. So that's a great area. So thank you. I agree with you. So taking care of the muffin top or the flanks or doing liposculpture is huge. Of course, we will, you know, address the front of the abdomen or the tummy as well. So let's take it one step further. So which patients seem to be coming for us instead of, let's say, saying, I just want liposuction or smart lipo, which patient subset of patients seem to be coming to us who say they want a tummy tuck?
Right. So this one is it's kind of a little bit more broad. It can be someone who had a weight loss. They've been taking care of themselves, and now I lost all this weight, but now I have this extra skin. Or mommies who've had kids, and you know, their stomach has stretched out, and now they're still in good shape, but they see that one area. So a combination of those two, probably, I would say.
Okay, so so basically more loose skin. Okay,
loose skin.
Okay, so before we jump into tummy tucks, if you were to call our office and you were to speak to Karina, and she's, you know, you're having a great conversation, you're getting educated with Karina. Of course, we're going to ask you how tall you are, what's your weight, and so forth. We do have some parameters, and sometimes, and it's not that we are discriminating against somebody who's heavier, but tummy tucks can help, but it doesn't replace the need for a healthier weight. And I'm not talking about an anorectic weight, okay? I'm just talking about being in a healthier weight. We may ask you to get closer to your healthier weight, okay? And you notice I use the word healthier, to use that to that healthier weight before we evaluate you, because we don't, because if you're significantly overweight, then a tummy tuck's not going to give you your best bang for your dollar. And we know that our procedures, even though we are very competitively priced and we do a lot of work for our patients and try to do the best job that we can, that, you know, it takes time off from work or your life, your family life, and it costs money. So we want you to get the best results. So if we do recommend that you get more on a healthier track with your weight, then please understand that we want it to do it for you. We're advocating for you. Okay, so we're looking at patients who are previous pregnancies, loose skin, previous weight change, and we're seeing a real big change now because of the diabetic medications, you know which ones I'm talking about, semaglutide and all the other ones. We're seeing people who are coming in with significant weight loss, and now they're noticing their skin hanging down, and it's hard for them to, we talk about clothes, you know, putting their clothes, you know, putting the loose skin underneath their belt line and so forth. They can be very bothersome for them. So we're seeing an increase, really an increase, questions and requests for evaluation for tummy tucks. And our patient that we just had, who I just love her. She's just amazing. She's great. And so she came for her post-op visit, and we had done a previous breast lift, which we'll talk about here at the end of our show today. But we did a tummy tuck on her because she had a lot of loose skin. She had actually had a gastric procedure performed because she was morbidly obese. So she was She was so heavy, it was affecting her health. So she had that procedure done. And let me tell you, for those who don't have it done, okay, who don't have a weight problem, and you think, oh, she took the easy way out, that is so far from the truth. It takes a lot of courage and a lot of effort and time and expense and putting yourself at risk to have these procedures. But she did do it, and she's kept her weight off, I think, for 10 plus years.
Yes.
But she just had this apron of skin that was hanging down. So we initially did her breast lift because her breasts had fallen. But then, and again, staying more on the tummy tuck, we then approached her for her tummy tuck procedure. And we just saw her. And how did she feel after the procedure?
Yeah, she feels, she just was like looking at the pictures and saying, wow, what a difference.
Right.
And she was just very sweet. She's just very sweet and just feels more confident, better in her clothes for herself.
Absolutely. She just feels way more confident, and we kind of compared what she has now to her before photos. It made a huge difference. Big smile on her, and it makes me feel good. I mean, I wanted to high five her, high five you, high five our listeners out there about how good that it really looked. So removing the excess skin, sort of that panniculus that's hanging down, and removing that can make a huge difference for the patients, okay? We do all of our procedures under local anesthesia. So if you're listening to this, you think, hey, I want to have this procedure with Karina and Dr. Tom, we certainly can help to evaluate you. But sometimes it can be that what you have will be better addressed by having it done under general anesthesia, which is just not our niche. And so we would be happy to refer you,
referral.
Okay? So, but for the patients that we can do under local anesthesia, they love it. It's quicker recovery, less post-operative pain, and you get great results with that. So that's with
tummy tuck.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the same patient, we initially evaluated her for a breast lift because of her breast being very large and pendulous when she was morbidly obese, and then losing the weight, and then, you know, just flattening, like as many times the young ladies will say, like pancakes, and just hanging down. What are some of the complaints that patients have who are coming to see us for breast lifts?
So for a breast lift, it can be more of finding, you know, they have to wear a bra all the time to keep their breasts lifted, or they just want to wear a pretty dress that is backless and they can't do that, but just for everyday life, it's just for their comfort of fitting into their clothes,
in
a bathing suit.
So it's interesting today. You're definitely into the clothes mode today, Karina, and your answers in terms of your insights, and I appreciate that. One of the other aspects that I would mention is that a lot of these women, and it's interesting, we've done breast lifts on women actually late teens who've had just either genetically their breasts have hanging down, making them look 3-4 decades older. And of course, when you're 18 or 19 years old, you know, that's really hard on their self-confidence. To mothers who've had children whose breasts have dropped, to women who've had massive weight loss. And so we're talking about people from, I'm going to say, 20s, 30s, 40s. And now we're seeing an increased number, if you will, of patients who are in their 50s, 60s, and even 70s. In their 70s. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because they've been living with this for so long. And the point that I was going to say is that many of them are so, it's affected their self-confidence so much that they won't even get undressed in front of their loved ones, okay, and their significant other. And I hear that often when I actually just probe a little bit, asking them, because I really want to know how it's affecting them and what our goal is to try to help the patient. So doing a breast lift, we do under local anesthesia, seems to be our number one operation, doesn't it?
It's a very common one.
We've gone from breast augmentation to breast lifts is our number one operation. And for me, the area that I find is most gratifying is where the breast is hanging down over the patient's rib cage. Mm-hmm. It makes them feel, or what it does is it doesn't allow them to feel very feminine.
Right.
Okay, they don't feel feminine. And I kind of joke with our Latina patients and say they want to feel like mamacita, not mama, okay?
Right.
And so in all cultures, though, if we can help to lift that breast so that the rib cage is showing, it makes a world of difference. I mean, I've had patients get teary-eyed just knowing that they no longer look, if they're young, looking like they're way older, okay? Mm-hmm. And just the confidence. And it's great, actually, to take care of those 60 and 70-year-olds who want them done. I know that sounds crazy. People who aren't in our industry and our medical industry don't understand that, but it makes a huge difference for them, doesn't it?
It does, and they're happy. They're happy. They feel good. They feel more confident.
They totally do. And then let's get back to the clothes, and that's something. So, Karina, you know, the breast is hanging down. You talk. Is that so? I might say, playing the devil's advocate, what's the big deal? Just like, put the breast in the bra and put them up there. What is the big deal for these poor patients, you know, who say, I want to feel better in my clothes? Is there something about clothes that I don't know about with women?
You know, I think that they just tend to wear bigger, baggier clothes, and now they're looking bigger than what they really are, and to try to hide. So, I think that people see us in clothes most of the time.
Right.
We're not always running around in bathing suits.
Okay.
We're naked.
In my case, it's a good thing we see me in clothes all the time. So, that's a good thing.
So helping people to just feel good in their everyday life and attire is a great thing.
As I'm listening to your answers, and you have great insights that are different from mine, that's what's so great about having you here on the show and in the office taking care of our patients. But you were saying about how patients wear baggier clothes.
Right.
And it's interesting from a man's perspective. I'll say, you know, as our bellies get a little bit bigger, you start seeing them wear bigger aloha shirts, you know, and pretty soon the big aloha shirt. I hear Jeff kind of laughing in the background here because Jeff's in his 30s, you know, young guy, svelte guy. But, you know, as you see that actually is just sort of that baggier, bigger shirt says, oh, overweight dude, right? Mm-hmm. You know, just sort of, and it's not as flattering. And it's the same for women.
Right.
And it's interesting, after we do a breast lift or we do liposuction or a tummy tuck, for all of those procedures, that sometimes we have to guide our female patients to wear something that is more form-fitting.
Right.
Okay. And I'm not talking about looking like, you know, a sexy doll on Instagram or
no.
something, but just really getting away from that baggy clothes looks makes a huge difference in how they emote themselves out to the universe in terms of, you know, interacting with people socially.
Yes.
Yeah.
Makes a big difference.
It does. So at first I'm thinking, why is Karina talking so much about the clothes and breast lifts? And I'm thinking more along the lines of something that's a little bit more, you know, intimate with them in front of their loved ones and so forth.
Right.
So I appreciate that. So breast lifts to help them feel more confident, both in their clothes as well as in intimate situations. And then, of course, breast augmentation. We got about a minute or two to finish up.
All
so
right.
with breast augmentation still up there, even though breast lifts has surpassed it recently. What do you see women in terms of, you know, what are the women that seem to get the most kind of enjoyment or positive joy, I will say, from having a breast augmentation?
Yeah, so, you know, women who've never had breasts and they're just flatter chested, or women who had breasts and now they've gone through life and they're deflated and they want to fill up the area, but they don't need a lift, so we're just filling. So I'd say that definitely makes you feel more feminine.
Absolutely, and it has the highest satisfaction rate, 95% of all cosmetic surgical procedures that we do. So a little bit like Botox is the number one, you know, for frowns, but breast augmentation is number one for women, and definitely can help them to feel more confident in their bodies, and makes a big difference for them. And what I really like is that women really do it for themselves, okay, or their girlfriends, okay. But it's more frequent that most women come on their own for a consultation, or maybe they might bring a female friend. Very rarely do they bring a guy.
No.
You know, it's really for them. And so you go, ladies, because it should be all about you and you having the procedure done for yourself. Karina, thank you.
Thank you for having me back.
Thank you for coming back. Love having you here.
And
Jeff, thank you for being at the helm for us.
No problem.
And I want to just thank all of you for listening to us on KSRO. Dr. Walter Tom and Karina saying goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And congratulations again on the Bohemian and North Bay Biz Magazine recognitions.
Thank you. And we thank all
you.
Of you for that. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Dr. Tom of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. Check out all the great information online at drtomcosmetic.com as well as on YouTube. We'll see you next week at 12:30 p.m. right here on KSRO.